This is the brief on hardwood floor restoration. This guide breaks down how restoring old timber floors is a cost-effective, eco-friendly way to revive a home's character without the massive expense of tearing them out. First up, viability. The golden rule is your floor needs at least 2 to 3 millimeters of sandable wood left above the tongue and groove joint. You really got to check if there's enough meat left on the bone before committing. Preserving this old-growth timber is highly sustainable, saving it from landfills and avoiding the carbon emissions of buying new wood. Once you know it's a viable candidate, you have to survive the physical prep, which is exactly where most DIYers ruin their floors. Second, the sanding minefield. Nails are punched 2 millimeters below the surface to avoid ripping the sanding belts, followed by a strict progression from coarse 40 grit to fine 120 grit paper. A clever industry trick is mixing the captured sanding dust with clear resin to perfectly color match and fill any micro gaps. But watch out, commercial drum sanders are basically like a shark. If the operator lets that machine stop moving for even a second, it instantly gouges a permanent trench into the wood. Surviving this grueling sanding leaves the raw wood highly vulnerable, bringing us to the heavily controlled coating phase. Finally, the controlled finish. A primer is applied to prevent tannin bleed. That's when natural wood acids rise and stain the finish. Once dry, the floor gets a light hand buff or inner coat abrading to give the final two premium top coats something to physically grip onto. The room must be 100% vacuumed and sealed off from airflow. Seriously, why put in all that backbreaking sanding sweat just to let a single stray hair turn your glossy finish into sandpaper? A professional restoration takes 3 to 5 days of chaos, but it rewards you with a stunning, resilient floor that will last 10 to 15 years.